In Florida, 23% of third graders cannot read at grade level. That's according to the results of a statewide assessment test. But this year, for the first time, they'll be held back if they don't improve in the next couple of months. State officials hope intensive summer reading camps will do the trick. Amy Tardiff of member station WGCU in Fort Myers reports.
This little boy just finished the third grade. He reads at kindergarten level.
Clara headed west.
This is four.
Four.
Do you remember the state that she was going to? Sound it out.
He's one of the 43,000 third graders who failed the reading portion of this spring's Florida Comprehensive Assessment Test, also known as the FCAT. Part of his summer is being spent back in the classroom at Pine Woods Elementary School in a rigorous reading camp.
Let's read the finally part.
Finally, Clara found her daughter in Iowa. 2 years later, she died.
Great job, guys. I want you to look at your workbook now.
At the end of the summer, if the students can pass another standardized test or demonstrate with book reports that they know how to read at grade level, they can advance to fourth grade. There are exceptions for students with special needs and for those who speak English as a second language. The rest, says Governor Jeb Bush, must repeat the third grade.
It would be far worse to pass them along, worrying about their self-esteem, rather than stopping what we're doing and organizing in new ways to teach them how to read.
Bush got the state legislature to allocate some money for this new concept, but cash-strapped school districts have had to hastily arrange the camps and find willing teachers before the money arrives. Joan Conway is a reading expert in Naples. She served on a team which wrote the curriculum for her district's camp.
I hope that, first of all, the children find it enjoyable, because if they find that this is something that can give them pleasure, then they'll attempt to extend their own learning, which that's the ideal for these children to get hooked in summer school. So we made sure that the materials were engaging, were attractive, and did not look like they were below grade level materials, so to speak.
But how much can a child learn and remember in a few weeks of summer reading camp, a month or two before they return to school?
Without seeing them again for a few weeks before school starts, we're afraid that they're going to lose the pattern of reading.
Charlotte County School Board Chair Andrea Messina says, without support at home, young readers may suffer. And she worries whether any progress will last.
When a student in third grade is not on reading level, you can ask the parent, how many times a week are you reading with your child? And if that parent says they're not reading with the child five nights a week, we need to look at that. I can tell you that I don't think it's a panacea. I think that with some children it will work. With other children it may not.
Though parents admit the free camps are valuable, the potential that their child may be held back anyway is upsetting. Frank Scarola threatened to sue if his daughter Angelina doesn't get promoted.
She's been getting A's and B's the whole year. Now because of some test that has really nothing to do with the kids, all of a sudden she's going to get left back. It's unacceptable. It's completely unacceptable.
Angelina did poorly on the FCAT, but Scarola says she reads at a fifth grade level. Now he's afraid she'll be stigmatized.
It's just that I'm a little disappointed now, you know, to have this like a stain on her academic record. I know it's only third grade, but still, it's disappointing.
Third grade is the last year, educators say, children can safely catch up. For the most part, it's the last year students are learning to read. Starting in fourth grade, they're reading to learn. For NPR News, I'm Amy Tardiff in Fort Myers, Florida.